Hello and welcome to the Wormhole and our podcast called Wormhole Pinball Presents. Today I am joined virtually by Carpool Pinball's own Clark McCoy and our Texas State champion Garrett Shahan. You will see his father Keith in the background getting ready for the Abilene Showdown. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing great, Jamie. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I haven't seen you since the state finals, both of you. And, you know, first of all, congratulations again, Garrett, for winning the Texas State Championship.
Oh, thank you. It was a great time down there and getting to play a bunch of wormholers down there, too. I got to play Phil and Wesley, Jonathan, too. So.
It really was the semifinals and finals were some of the best pinball I've ever streamed, honestly. And, you know, your matches in the semis with Wesley Johnson out of College Station, and then, of course, the finals against Phil Grimaldi out of Houston were awesome. And Donovan's been breaking those up, guys. And they'll be on VODs on Demand on YouTube very, very shortly. I think he just put up Gilbert versus Robert Byers, which is a pretty good match.
I just watched that one. Excellent matchup. So yeah. He's putting up all 3.5 hours of me versus Wesley.
Yes. He's editing it. He's that guy's he's a sadist. That's why I keep pushing for people to like his videos. Give this guy some love, man. You know how much work he's going into putting these
absolutely. And that's the first thing I do when I pull up one of those videos. Give you a like.
Give him a like, dude. He busts his rear end, Donovan. But okay, so Garrett, when are you going to Nationals? When is Nationals on District 82?
It should be March 7th. Okay. It's coming up. It's not the weekend after Abilene Showdown. It's 2 weekends after Abilene Showdown.
And what, 1 or 2 weeks before TPF?
A week before TPF.
Jeez, you're doing some traveling.
Yeah, at least TPF's local, but
true
for us, since we're up in DFW. But yeah, it's going to be a crazy pinball 5 weeks coming up.
Well, congrats again. For those of you who do not know, the state championship was held here at the Wormhole. And I'm really proud of how that event went off. You know, all the TDs have thanked everyone a million times, but the machines played really well. Everything played really well. It was a really good event. And, you know, we normally rotate games, gentlemen, in and out, but we wanted them to be pretty perfect for the state finals. So I think that had done all right. That's enough self-promotion. that's enough. I got Carpool Pinball here. Let's talk about, you know, because I got a bunch on the Abilene Showdown, but Keith's going to join us in a little bit. But let's talk about how you came up with the name Carpool Pinball. How did you start? When did you start? All those good things.
Clark, I'll let you handle this.
Yeah, so we were there was no street in the DFW area, and we kind of wanted to watch ourselves more. Garrett really wanted to just learn, because watching yourself play and be like, oh, I should have done that, or I should have dead bounced there, it kind of helps you out. So since there was no stream in the DFW area, we were driving home from one of the free play locations, and we just started talking, like, let's start our own. And I had an idea with our phones and all that wirelessly cheap way.
Yep.
And then we're like, what should our names be? And we've always called ourselves the Carpool. So we're driving home, we set up a Twitch account that day, and
yeah,
Carpool Pinball ever since.
Went from there. So I don't even know why it started. There was a group in Denton. So we're both living up in Denton right now. We would have like 5 or 6 people would all drive to the tournaments together. And then anytime we got to there, so we'd say, oh, we're going to go for a carpool sweep today and try and get top 4 carpool members in that tournament. And then the name kind of stuck. People started jokingly calling us Carpool. We had a tournament at NTX Pinball where it was a split flipper tournament, and you got to name your team. We named ourselves Carpool.
So much fun.
And that's where the yelling Carpool came from.
That was my next question. Like, who the heck started yelling Carpool from across the...
Every time we would win, other people started yelling it at us too there, we'd just yell Carpool.
Because you had to pick a name for your split flipper name group, and that's kind of what we went with.
It's really awesome. You've been doing it for almost a year now, right?
Started in August.
August.
August, yep.
Coming up.
It's incredible, man. Congratulations on your continued success there. And you're growing it little by little and you're making it happen. And so what events do you guys stream on a weekly basis?
We do on a weekly basis. We'll do Free Play Pinball League on Thursdays, and that's kind of a hangout stream. That's
okay.
Serious. And then the first, second, and third Monday of each month, Free Play has a Pinball Monday tournament, which we will stream that each time. That runs from 7 to 11 or 12 Central Time. One of the downsides is we're on the same block as you, unfortunately, for that. But it does help we can raid each other for like the last 10 minutes of each of our streams.
You know, it's interesting. I had Carl D'Angelo on IE Pinball, right? I had him on the podcast. And then I had Rachel Ristow of Fox Cities. And talk about two serious productions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's where we want to be, right? And we want to, you know, but the way I look at it and the way that Carl and we all look at it, we're not really competing with each other. Mm-hmm. We're just a different channel down the dial. And we're just putting competitive pinball out there, guys. And yeah, so, absolutely. You know, I think we're really trying to grow this hobby and grow this sport and show the competitive side and the great players. And again, I'm just a text away if you ever need anything. We're all trying to just get up to what IE is set. And JDL, these are the guys that really set the bar.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're tinkering too, right? And I got two rigs now. I can see that rig is getting bigger. You're tinkering, right? You know, you tinker.
Eric gets mad at me about I tinker
every time I see the rig. It's got something new on it. I was like, I don't know how to put my own rig together anymore. I built the thing.
You know, it's so funny. If I ever, I hate to say the phrase, get hit by a car, right? But if I ever win the lottery and get the hell out of here, I wrote up a 3-page document of how long it takes me to start OBS and all these particular things. Mm-hmm. I think they would be a little lost without the producer, Jamie Birchall, and the wormhole, but that's okay. You know, I mean, it is phenomenal. I'm excited. It's a hobby. Clark, you look at it as a hobby too, right? I mean, you know, collecting these things. I was on eBay this morning trying to buy another camera. And I want another Sony ZV-1, but I'm not paying that money. So what I do is I go on eBay and I find like pawn shops that have them and don't care and want to spend, you know, I could buy it now for $350. And it's, you know, so I want both rigs to be ZV-1s, but that's a TPF goal.
Yep.
I don't have much time. I get going, I guess. Shit.
That's coming up. It's in about a month. So,
right? Oh, it is. Let's talk about pinball. How you guys got into it. Your father obviously got you into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He is ranked 332nd in the world. I pulled these up this morning. These are accurate, gentlemen. Garrett, you are 120th. And Clark, you are 682nd. That's a pretty good group of pinballers.
Our pool.
Yep. Our pool.
Our pool. I think we're number like 1, 2, and 6 in DFW. Now.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. I when did you start? So obviously you adopted Clark and taught him pinball. Is that the origin story of Clark beginning the play?
So Santa got me into pinball. Growing up, I woke up one day and I had a pinball machine upstairs. So my cousin and Santa brought it upstairs during the nighttime, and that was when I was around 12.
Wow.
I played that a lot. I enjoyed pinball, but competitive pinball, Garrett's definitely helped push me to go to more the DFW events, and
it's
been really enjoying it.
It's kind of wild how we actually started. So we started hanging out after a Free Play Pinball Monday, because I'd been into pinball my whole life. I was in competitive pinball since like 2012, 11-ish, but I only played at TPF each year. That was all I did competitive-wise. And back then, that's all you needed to do was make state. You didn't need to play in all these other tournaments. Now, if you just played TPF, if you won both events, I don't think you're going to make it this year.
Yeah.
So it's come a long ways. And then we pretty much, when I went to college, I was, I guess, already in college at that point. But after that, kind of got out of pinball for a while. And the funny thing about how we met, we actually met in college at once. I went to ACU. You went to ACU for a year.
Yes.
And we were both engineer majors. We never interacted with each other except for once that I can remember. I came up to a free play pinball Monday and I saw him. I was like, you are so familiar. I know you from somewhere. And
kind of. I saw you have an ACU shirt.
Yeah, I was wearing an ACU shirt. Yeah, that was before I had to wear a uniform because people make fun of me. but yeah, it's just crazy the coincidence. We both moved out of Abilene. We're both up in Denton now. And somehow ran into each other again.
Well, there you go. I see you, Clark, huddle up a lot during tournaments, right? I think that's really awesome. I think that support group that you have there, right? It really helps you, especially in these huge tournaments where maybe one of you hasn't moved on and the other one is really sticking around, not only to help me move the rig, Clark, which I appreciate, but also to just be there support. It's fantastic. I love that.
And so one of the things, and we've been big on it for about a year, basically after Arlington State, DFW kind of got our butts whipped in state in our own backyard. And we're like, okay, that can't happen again. So we've been all trying to get together and like get better as a group. And that helps build the community and stuff. And there's no reason not to share everything and help everybody, especially in the smaller stuff. And even in the big tournaments, we'll always help each other out.
I like the little in-state rivalries that we have here between
absolutely
Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio. I think, and Corpus, right? I think those are your five. And they're fun, right? It's good natured ribbon. I really root for everyone. If you know, whoever wins state, I want them to do well in nationals, right? Because they're representing Texas. So, it's really good. I enjoy the nice camaraderie that we have here. So you guys got together and decided no more Houston and no more Austin coming up there.
It was more of the, because Austin's won state all but one, I guess, all but 2 years now.
They're a problem.
We can't have that again.
They're a problem. Well, they have a couple of guys named, you know, Kyle McAlpine and Robert Byers, and they're pretty good players, though.
So. They are pretty dang good players. But let me tell you, this last year, the way Wesley's improved, the way Jack's improved, Phil's always been a good player. Y'all got some dang good players down there now too, and not to mention all of your players playing at the Game Preserve and Einstein's and such. You don't get to see on the stream as much, but still really good players.
We're spread out. We're spread out pretty good here, and so we've got a lot of different places that we play in Space City. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, the competitive pinball leagues, and Lewis, who runs your league, he's done a great job. I mean, he's done a really great job. Of growing those leagues, and it's one of the hardest parts that we always had was finding locations, and now we're abundant with locations that are willing to take us geeks and let us come and play competitive pinball. Right?
Yeah, it's been great. We're lucky to have most of our tournaments are actually in private collections up in DFW outside of the free play tournaments.
I think that that's prominent throughout the United States, though. I think
it is. It is.
Yeah.
But it is, I don't know, it was one of the first private collection leagues that started up. It was like 2007 or something like that when they started tournaments, back when Marcus Trevino ran them.
That's the story of the growth of Houston, is what that Phil Grimaldi was driving up to Dallas and Austin and playing in those events. And then he was like, forget this noise. And him and Mac Wan started Space City Pinball, a whole bunch of.
And now I think you'll have the biggest community at this point.
I don't know if it's a competition, but we have a pretty damn big community.
It's not a competition. No. It just means you come down there and play down there in Houston occasionally.
You guys have a lot of kids too. I mean, we have, you know, Jack and Grayson and a bunch of other young kids, but you know, one of the great things that Lewis has helped build is your youth movement and having those youth tournaments. I think those are great.
They are good. It's kind of shrunk in the last year, unfortunately. Last 8-9 months, But yeah, we're pushing to get that bigger again.
It's hard because, you know, when I play pinball, I like to let the expletives fly. So it is very difficult to watch myself around children. You know, we've just conditioned Grayson, tough shit, buddy.
Yeah.
You're going to have to hear it. But no, I think it is good, right? I think it is a good thing. You know, as many gray hairs as we have in pinball, we need the youth, right? We need to consistently.
Absolutely. And I mean, one of the funny things is, I mean, we're relatively young still, but
yeah, you're pretty
as
young.
As far as competitive pinball goes, when it comes to the really high level, we're old men.
Yep.
No, I know. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, look at Zach and look at Escher and just some of the greatest players in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Now it's great. So when we go to free play now with our streaming gear, I've noticed a lot of kids just come up and want to get more involved with pinball just because they see cameras and they want to be on stream.
Yep.
Which has been very cool to see.
That's been the biggest surprise with the stream is actually lots of people get involved. They see the streaming rig and they come ask, and now they suddenly want to get involved with it.
No, good. Let them get involved.
Exactly. Yeah. And hey. I mean, our goofy rig that looks not really like any other rig was designed specifically this way to go to arcades and be mobile.
Yeah.
The idea was to have it be able to be set up in 15 minutes. And we're a little past that right now because we keep changing our setup, but we can, when we get it fine tuned, it's, you know, 5-10 minutes, we're ready to roll.
Yep.
You know, look, you can go back to our VODs on YouTube for Wormhole and see our stream in the beginning, and we didn't know what the hell we were doing, right? And now it's getting to look like an ESPN Ocho show, right? It's starting to get there.
Yeah, you've got a spaceship over Kiss back there right now. With your rig, that thing has gotten fancy.
Oh, I know. It really, really has. Those batteries, I freak out when I charge them mm-hmm. because they're like 24 hours, 60,000 amps or some bologna and cheese, and I'm worried I'm going to blow up the joint. I'm worried that my batteries.
At the time, right?
No, I mean, I charge all three, and then I go to, so I have 6 batteries, and then I just bought 3 more. These are only like 18 hours, but I can run the rig for 18 hours, guys.
Wow.
Without having to worry about batteries. And that's why, because in the beginning, I just, all right. So, you know me, I'm an anxious person. I can't help myself. And when cameras go out, what's different between me and some other people is I'm on the mic and I'm running the tournament. Right. And it's kind of like a one man show for that thing. Not mm-hmm. running the tournament, but running the stream. I mean, excuse me, much better people than I run the tournament. And I just don't want anything breaking. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to buy all this stuff so I don't have to worry about it. But it all breaks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know the OBS pains.
So what an OBS breaks for you? Because Carl said it's his changing for studio mode. And me, it freezes up during Windows Capture.
Ours, specifically when we go to our standing scene, crashes.
So Windows Capture, or is it a browser source?
Nobody
cares about this but the three of us, but it's fascinating to me. And I don't
know. Well, it's because it's a window capture.
Yeah so okay. So it is a window capture problem for you as well.
What's weird is we have that window captured in our other scene as well. So it's not loading something new, except for the new scene.
It is because it's loading a layout too.
Okay, that's true.
So I think I figured out something the other day. Video capture.
We still have viewers and at this point, keep going. It's just for me and you, so who cares?
Video capture. So we have video on our main scene, and then when we switch to commentator, it removes that video from the commentator scene, and it switches back, and it tries to reconnect to that video source, and it likes to crash if the video source has to unload and load again. Crashes.
I think everyone who's on Twitch is used to it, right, Clark?
Yep.
So we have a hidden scene of that video on our commentator scene now. So the video stays active, but you're just not able to see it. And that seems to fix our.
Yeah.
Some of
the, ooh.
Yeah.
Nice which, little workaround.
Yeah. Which it's interesting because when it comes to programming, it's like the biggest no-no ever to reference yourself in a loop. But OBS seems to like it, so I don't know. OBS is a black box to me. I press a button, it gives an input sometimes, and then other times it just, you know, it does.
So Clark is the man behind the scenes. So you better be nice to that dude.
I try to be. It's weird because, like I said, I set up, I think I did OBS in the rig, you did the cameras.
Yes.
And now I don't think there's a single thing I touched in OBS that has remained.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that no, my shortcuts are still there.
The shortcuts.
My shortcuts put in.
Yeah, that happened with me and Donovan, and now Donovan can't even change his I had to get the Stream Deck up just so that he can change.
If you're going to be Donovan, you're going to upload to YouTube and do all that stuff, too.
Oh, you need a Donovan.
We do need a Donovan, yeah, really bad.
No offense, but I checked out your VODs, and we got to work on that.
They are terrible. Our Polar Plunge VODs, like, they're not even... You put the part whatever on it, but they're not in order. So if you watch part one, it's like midway through the Polar Plunge. Part two is like the beginning.
Gentlemen, here's what people don't understand. You know how much money we make for this?
It's about 15 cents a stream.
Okay. All right. We are literally making, I think, a couple of $100 a month now.
Oh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Right.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm excited about that. And I laugh because that doesn't even cover the Velcro attached to. But it is what it is. We're not doing it for money, right? We're doing it because we love it. And you just need to get a video person that really loves pinball and really loves to want to edit all your stuff, because the VODs are great. So people can go back and watch their streams, because that is a really good reason why you started, and it's also a really great teaching tool.
Yes, absolutely. So I know you were talking about watching your Star Trek play.
I couldn't hit the right orbit. It was just it's embarrassing, and I was just panicking. I just couldn't hit it, and so then I was like, all right, do I change modes, because I'm pounding sand over here.
Well, let me tell you, I watched that stream afterwards, watching you play. I'm going to embarrass you here. You were playing very patient and very calm, and that is exactly how you should play.
I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. You're playing good. You're playing good. You say people are giving you crap for not, like, oh, Jamie, you're still in. No. You're good enough. They don't know what they're talking about. And you say you're not going to qualify up here in Abilene. That's...
Well, no,
you got a pretty dang good chance, man.
I'm going to be on the mic. We're bringing seven. We're bringing six of us, right? Okay. We're bringing me, Tim, Corey. Nobody cares about this, but the four or five of us, John Spates and a few of us, and then Colin McAlpine is sleeping on our couch. So just the people that are staying in the house that we're Airbnb-ing good enough to kill me any day of the week and twice on Sunday. So, I mean, it's going to be a really great tournament. I can't wait to talk to you guys about it in a little bit. You want to swap out and get Keith in here? Is that okay?
Sure. Let's pop him in.
Keith, you ready?
All right, Clark. God bless you, dude. Well, you're the best.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
You're the best, dude.
Starting to see you coming up next, 2 weeks now?
Two weeks.
Awesome.
I guess week and a half. If you're up here on Thursday, I don't know when y'all are planning on coming up.
We're coming Thursday afternoon.
Nice. Well,
I will see you Thursday afternoon in a week and a half.
All right, brother. Great seeing you. Clark McCoy of Carpool Pinball, thank you so much for joining. And now I am joined by Mr. 302. I think that's what I said he was. Are you 302nd in the world now? 32nd, Keith.
32nd, I believe.
Yeah. 332. Thank you. And nice hat. I like it. And, thank you, guys.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for having the time and for doing this. I really appreciate it. I was initially thinking this is going to be great. I'll get the Shea hands on. We'll promote the Abilene Showdown, sell a few extra tickets. Well, we didn't need to do that, did we?
It went pretty quick.
Yeah.
How quick how many spots?
Unofficially, it was 80 spots.
Okay.
And unofficially, it was like 18 minutes, I think. We had two that
it was
put in
unofficially
cart.
7 minutes.
Yeah, but we had two that someone put in a cart, and it didn't kick it out for like an hour and a half. And then when it did, they sold immediately.
Yep.
That is fantastic. So instead of a three-day tournament, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you guys have turned it into a four-day extravaganza?
we're going to let people that come in for, you know, Thursday night open up. We're going to open at 6, start playing at 7, and we're just going to have a mini high-stakes game that Garrett and Clark have set up on the Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger.
Which, if you're unfamiliar with those games, it's a solid state and EM of the same thing, but so the exact same playfield layout. They have different rules.
Wow.
They look exactly the same next to each other, but they play pretty drastically different. The scoring is very different. So that tournament, it's going to be mini high stakes. I say high stakes, $10 entry and single strike. But if you get a strike, you can buy back in to a limit. I'm not going to take it all night. If we have 50 people, it may change a little bit, but we'll see how many people we got for that. But that's just going to be a fun tournament, and all the other machines will be on for people to play.
So how's Brad, owner of the barn?
He is great. He is excited. He and his son were going to be out here for this, but I think they had a lunch appointment to go to. They might show up here in a minute. And if they do, you can stick them on just a second.
That's up to
say
you.
Say hi to Brad.
So Brad's barn, your collection, how many pins will be in this week? In this
27 pins.
How many?
28 now.
27, I believe.
Okay.
27.
So 27 pins in the tournament?
That is correct.
So last year, you were kind enough to invite Wormhole Pinball to stream these events. This year, we decided to show up and have a lot more fun and leave the streaming to you guys, Carpool Pinball. Thank you guys so much. And I hope there's a spot for me to sit down and commentate.
You will be allowed to commentate anytime you want. In fact, we would encourage it. I would really appreciate any help doing that.
I figured both of you will still be in the tournament and TDing and running it and moving rigs and that sort of thing. So I'm here to help as much as I can.
And we've been real lucky to have a lot of help with people volunteering to TD. And so technically, I'll still be a TD, but I'm just going to be running the Friday tournaments and then trying to tech and run the stream after that. So,
you know, and we don't consider this as carpool. This is a wormhole carpool deal together.
Oh, God bless these guys.
It wasn't going to be exactly how we wanted to, but life changes. And when it does, you've got to adapt to it.
And we even, the Abilene Showdown Locust still has a wormhole on it, too. As far as Texas pinball goes, you're the guy I want to do the big tournaments. I know it's stressful. And, our stuff, I mean, our little setup's meant to just go to fun little things here and there, go to anywhere where you can't get a big rig into. We're happy to stream this. I understand your setup is a pain to pack up and move around. And also, I understand it is a heck of a lot more fun sometimes just to come to these parties and hang out.
Well, I hung out on the stream last year with a guy named John Spates, and he had a really good time. Right, and another guy named Matt Quantz, he had a really good time.
Yep.
And BK and all these guys, and I just got jealous, and I'm like, I want to drive up to Abilene and have a ball with these guys. We rented a house 5 or 10 minutes down the road. I sent it to Keith, and so that's the reason, guys, is that
I 100% understand. You've already had to stream all of the big stuff in Texas and have not got to kind of sit down and enjoy one of these events, especially because this is a party event, really.
Well, be careful when you say that.
It is. It's a party event with some points involved.
Yeah, lots of points involved, especially Sunday will be more serious. That's not to say we're not going to crank up the volume on, you know, high speed again or something while it's being played in the finals, but we're trying to have fun here.
There's a delicate balance, right, between having fun and running a very competitive pinball event, right? And I think you guys do a great job at it. You did a great job last year. It's just going to get bigger and bigger, Abilene Showdown. Yeah. So it's just a natural progression, right? Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? People want to play pinball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They want the whoppers, but they want to play in a really cool environment like that.
Oh, yeah. We have other alternatives. 80 people is pretty much going to limit us out where we're at now. It's going to be pretty crowded, especially in the winter time if the weather's bad. But we should be able to accommodate everybody in here. If it's nice, then we'll have plenty of room.
Yeah. It's better than running it in May again and rolling the dice and getting the one day. We got the one day in Abilene that was 70 degrees in May. Every other day was over 100. So we got lucky last year.
We got really lucky last year.
Yes.
But it was awesome. For those who have not been to the Abilene Showdown, how did this kind of start? How did you, this is the second annual, but how did the idea come about?
I mean, the idea, we went up to District 82 and kind of experienced what they did. And I mean, it was known, District 82 at the time was known as the Whopper Farm, still is, but I would say it's not quite as lucrative as it was. More big tournaments are popping up everywhere, so not as many people are traveling up there, which makes it not worth as much. So our idea was, we can, if we're going to get people out to Abilene, like, we can't run a one-day tournament. No one's going to come out here. So yeah, let's copy District 82. Let's run four tournaments in a weekend and go from there. And so last year we talked to Lewis about it and said, we can host one of the DFW leagues out in Abilene. It's 3 hours away, but, you know, why not? And like, but if we're going to do it, we're going to do it big. So we copied District 82 and basically have made that. We don't have as many machines and don't quite have the facilities they have, but, you know, we work with what we got, and we, I mean, we can run the multiple tournaments and, you know, a big certified tournament like what y'all did with the Whopper Weekend and Bayou Bash.
Yeah, and we're going to do that again, right? And we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to continue to emulate what these other guys are doing. They're laying down blueprints mm-hmm. for us, and we're going to copy the hell out of it. And so congratulations, it's a great event. And for those, are you still taking people on the waiting list?
There are still, is what, there about 8 or 9 on the waiting list right now,
something like that.
A little bit of information I'm gonna add to it,
please,
that have got the tickets already, the 80 people that are in the main tournament. Mark Rand, who cooked for us last time, is going to cook for us again on Saturday. So we will have, your tickets are going to include that food. So we won't have to worry about food trucks or getting food out here.
Yeah,
just go out and we'll have it set up. I'm also going to have 3 kegs of beer this time.
Yeah.
Well, good idea.
Well, so another thing, and this might be dangerous to advertise, but not in the way of getting you banned, Jamie. I saw that look. So technically, all the side tournaments do not require pre-registration. If you show up, pay me $10, you can get in the side tournaments. So okay, there's still 3 tournaments you can play in without being registered.
Let's go through the format. That's a good question. Let's go through that. We're opening up some high stakes things on Thursday. Friday, what are we doing on Friday?
So Friday morning, starting at, I believe, 11, we will be having a target match play event. So what that is, it's typical match play format where you got 4 players in a group, and first we'll get the most points, second less, third less, fourth less than that. So typical match play qualifying, but instead of going for qualifying like a regular tournament, we have a finals afterwards. Once a point threshold has been reached, that ends the tournament, and the person with the most points wins.
Okay.
So it's probably what I think it's going to be is 4-2-1-0 scoring or 3-2-1-0 scoring, and it's the first to 20.
Great.
It's on match play right now. The tournament's made. I've already made it. I just can't remember off the top of my head. So that will run until hopefully 4 or 5, assuming I've done my math right on how long these games will run. Friday afternoon, after we have a little dinner break, we're going to have a beat the clock tournament. So it's the same match play format. But what we're doing is as many rounds as possible until 11 or 11:30, depending on if we start late. And that will, as soon as that time cuts off, person in first, that's you win. So it's a really, really easy easy way to run it where we don't have to stay up super, super late.
Nice.
So that's our 2 Friday tournaments. Those will, depending on attendance, I'm planning on those being all classics. So basically the row directly behind us will be turned off for that, and we'll be playing all the classics.
That'll speed it up, right?
That will speed it up and get more points in it. But if we end up with, you know, 100 people, then we're going to need all the machines on.
Yeah,
so, a little depend. And we can be flexible with that. You know, Jurassic Park and Godzilla, as much as I like those, will be the last ones we turn on for that. Just, we don't need to be here for an hour while someone...
No, good call.
On Saturday, it's standard match play qualifying. It's a certified tournament. So you're going to play Is it five rounds of four games? Lewis might be doing it different than normal, but it's either gonna be 10 rounds with one game around or five rounds with two games around. And for qualifying,
was it 4-4-3? I can't remember either. Exactly how he's gonna do it.
You need no. It's I don't. Regardless, it's a certified tournament. Match the qualifying.
It's sold out anyway. You can't even come, people. Yeah. So don't worry about it.
Certified tournament match play qualifying. Qualifying for that's all day Saturday. We'll probably.
I think it starts at 10.
Starts at 10. Yep.
Good.
And hopefully be done at a reasonable hour and we can have some fun after that. We'll probably play one round of finals and then start the consolation tournament for anyone's got knocked out. And technically everybody can play in that. I can't say you can't play in the consolation tournament if you're in the finals, but please people don't do that.
Come on, give us a break, people. No, I get you, man.
That's
you
an IFPA rule that changed and we'd already had everything kind of figured out. So
okay.
We're stuck there. But the consolation tournament is going to be a fair strikes tournament. So okay. 0-1-1-2 strikes.
Are you guys excited?
Absolutely. We're pumped. We're pumped.
Yeah. You got to be, right? I mean, it's awesome. The amount of work that these two gentlemen and Clark behind him and Brad put into making this tournament great. And this is just the second one. So it's just going to keep getting better and better and better. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate it. Right. You know, you've got a lot of work ahead of you in the next few weeks to get ready for the Abilene Showdown, but please follow Carpool Pinball on Twitch and their new and growing YouTube channel where they're just starting to add VODs.
Just bear with us on the VODs. rough for a little bit, but if you're playing, you can go back and watch your stuff.
And, of course, you could always follow Wormhole Pinball on Twitch and YouTube. This podcast will be out tonight. I've got my grandson watching the grandkid tonight, so hopefully he takes some naps and I could do a little editing. And, of course, we'll not only will I see you in 2 weeks, but then I'll see you 2 weeks thereafter at TPF.
Exactly. Oh, I'm excited for that. I'm excited for that.
We're going to have a big booth at TPF, so hopefully you guys hang out.
Absolutely. There.
And, you know, we talked about getting big video boards on our booth so that people can sit and watch the tournament there and then be in the tournament room.
That is a great idea.
Right?
That is genius.
I would rather sit there in your booth watching it and having a cold beverage than sitting in the tournament room.
Yeah, who do we have to lobby to get the Twippy room turned into the tournament room?
Have you heard me trying to get this to happen?
Well, it needs to happen.
I know I'm pissing him off, but you didn't use it. You blew the whole damn thing. So let's just go and take that room. Don't tell me you're having seminars in there. No one's showing up to a seminar on how to use the obstacles. They're awesome. I love David Yacht, but no one's going.
Yeah.
Turn that in our room.
Yeah, and put the seminars up in the tournament room. There's still plenty of room for that.
He makes a great product.
Yep.
Oh, he does, dude. We're using the obstacles all over the place.
I'm going to start throwing them all in my classic Valleys and Sterns.
Yep.
You'll honestly, and I don't get paid for this, you'll see a massive difference. They're really beautiful.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're sweet. And that kiss that's going to be a TPF is awesome.
Thank you.
That is like the prettiest kiss I have ever seen.
It was picked just to buy about everybody in the state finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Donovan and I were talking about that just the other day, that it's interesting on those type of state finals where you pick games where different games are chosen other than other. I was shocked that Dowden wasn't picked or some of these games. But maybe the top flipper wasn't as strong on Dowden. I don't know.
You don't want to pick a game where if someone beats a mode and happens to luck into a sim card,
I see.
They're going to blow it up on you. It's a game that someone could blow up on accident. Whereas Bond and Fu, you got to know how to play them. So that's why you saw Bond and Fu picked basically every time. And then you'd see Rick and Morty thrown in if someone wanted to mess with somebody.
But that's why High Speed was chosen, right? You could luck into some shots, but only those are colored lights.
I mean, you basically need to grind high speed out. You need to shoot freeways.
You got
to
play it.
So,
you just got some great advice from the Texas champion right there, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't get better than that. You can always follow Wormhole on the Twitch and the YouTube, all that. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedules. I really, really, really appreciate it. And always for supporting Wormhole. The two of you and Clark from the beginning have supported us. And I all I could do is say thank you and just reciprocate as much support coming your way as you have given to us. So I appreciate this partnership that we have.
And I will say always, you have the best stream in Texas for pinball by a mile and the best pinball location in Texas right there.
Oh, so God,
if you're ever in Texas and you make it down the Wormhole for a tournament, please do.
You got to. Big events coming down the pike. And so obviously just tune in and follow us on Facebook and all that good stuff for our information.
Y'all have a picture coming that's going to be
incredible. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that.
We've got some good stuff coming.
Yes.
Good stuff coming. So that's going to be great stuff. All right. God bless you both.
Thank you, Jamie.
Jamie,
I appreciate you. I know you got a lot of work. Those pins are perfect. Let's make it happen. Clark, we'll see you, buddy. Say hi to Brad for me. I can't wait to hit some balls off of onto his green in the backyard.
I think you'll have it set up good for all y'all.
And my shoulder's better. I'll be all right.
There you go.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, guys, so much. You can see how the sausage is made because I'm going to do, like, I edit pretty well. I'm a pretty good editor. So sometimes you have no idea with my podcast that I screw up. And I screw up all the time. So it's no worries.